Why can I say I am God? Why can I say to myself that I am God? Why can I say that the infinite creative cause of the universe and I are one? Why can I say that that which brought everything into being, that which is everything, the allness, the isness, the oneness, that I am that? Is a tree God? Is a stone God? Is a flower God? Is a bird God? Is a planet God? Is a galaxy God? Is the air itself God? Is every little atom and every little sub-creature under the atoms, the quarks and various other names that we give to substances and essences smaller than the atom, are each God also? It's sort of meaningless to think of God as a quantity, because God in the atom, in the quark, in man, in the tree, in the flower, is as much God as in anything else, as it is in the allness. What value is it for me to even consider saying that I am God? If this is just the allness, the isness, the totality of the universe, then what's the benefit for me to say to myself that I am God, and to be aware that every single thing that exists and everything that does not exist, each is God. And each is the allness of God. Each is the quality of God in its allness. For if I have the quality of love in my heart, I don't have a portion of love, I don't have a little snibbling of love here and from there. I have all that love is, for love is a quality and not a quantity. And the same way, God is a quality, not a quantity. And I, in truth, am a quality and not a quantity. For in my beingness, I am constantly in change. A child, a youngster, an adult, tall, thin, fat, short, whatever I may be, the quality that I am is my reality, not the quantity. The quantity is always changing. The quantity is always being revised or looked at in a different way. The quality, the essence, the gist, never changes. It's always the ideal. It's always that which it is. And when I have the wisdom, which I do have, to open my eyes and my heart and my understanding to see who I really am, I find that I am not the outer, however grand or however ignoble it may be, but I am the inner man. And the outer may have used the law of cause and effect and inappropriately caused experiences in its life that were not beneficial. But I'm always me. I'm always my divinity. I'm always God. I can wander as far as I like from the illusion of being a godly human, but I'm always God. I'm always the allness of God and can never be less. I'm always the essence, the feeling, the sensitivity, the awareness. I'm always that quality which is unchangeable. As I think of the word black, and I think of the quality of black, I do not think of gray. I do not think of a slight tinge of color in there of any kind. I think of the black, black. Totally black. Pure black. And as we know, all light is black. When all colors are mixed together, what comes up is black. And yet, black is an idea. Black is neither God nor not God. Black is an idea. It's a concept. Concepts we so often want to make into God, we want to make into our reality, we want to make into the experience that is forever and ever, but it's not that way. It's not that way. Anything that we create, anything that we visualize, anything that we bring forth is an illusion, and a temporary illusion, and it doesn't have to be forever, or it can be forever. For what is forever? Forever is this moment now. And as long as I'm in any consciousness or in any attitude, I'm in this moment now, and I'm living in this moment now, and expressing in this moment now, being in this moment now, and there is no other moment, there is no other time, there is no other place, for I am where I am, as I am, in this moment now. It's totally complete and fulfilled. I can say I'm God as I look at my creation and see all is me, and I am all. And I think to myself, well, now, how would the real God express itself in the real allness? How would the real God express itself in the infinity of all? How would the real God do that? And then the response comes to my consciousness very strongly. It says, you are the real God. And whatever you are thinking right now, whatever you are visualizing for yourself or experiencing for yourself, that is God at work. I say to myself, what I am doing, what I am thinking, and what I'm experiencing is a limitation. It's just a little bit of the allness, just a little bit of the totality. How could I be the great God, the allness God, the God that created all these things and brought all these things into being, if I think in such small terms? Well, the small terms are God too. The big terms are God, small terms are God, just like I have a little bit of black, and with a little bit of black that I have all of black. Because, as we say, it's not a quantity, it's a quality. I can say I am God, knowing that everything else is God, everything that I have created and brought forth, the universe and all of its vagaries, that is God too, and that's who I am. That's the wonderment that I am. That I can be all these things and still be who I call myself, Herb Byerly. I think, how small I make the infinite God by giving him my name. How limited I have made the infinite God by giving him my name. And then in my heart comes the answer, I know, I am all. I am not the limited nature that I call myself, because who I am reaches out far greater than what I give myself credit for. Can I think this moment of the sun, the moon, the stars? Can I think of the planetary system? Can I think of a friend in a nearby house or a friend far away? Can I think of my mother and father? Can I think of my family? Can I think of my friends? Can I think of the various jobs that I have experienced? Can I think of my presence on those jobs and the things that I did? Can I think of all the friends that I knew and the people that I knew and the work that I did and the enjoyments that I've had? And I'm only beginning to think of all the variety of things that have come into my awareness, that have come into my life. Wow. If I just go on thinking, I will think of so many, many more things, and I'll think to myself, yes, they're beginning to grow and grow and grow. And this is the allness of God. Just continually revealing, continually revealing, continually revealing all that it is. It's not creating something new out of nothing. It's bringing forth out of nothing that which already exists. For the concept of anything already exists. And its reality stands forth in its atomic form as we bring it forth. But it always already existed. It was always there. It was always there and always will be there. And though I may take the thought of a car, I do not take away the thought of the car from anyone else who would want to think the thought of a car. And how many cars have I created in this finite world in which I live? The cars that are on this side of the ocean, on that side of the ocean, cars here, there, and everywhere. Big cars, little cars. Cars that go fast and cars that just are full of power. All sorts of wonderful things. I created them all. I say, well, I don't even know the names of half of the cars, and I don't know the structural purpose of each car, what it's designed to do, the magic that it's designed to perform. I don't know that. And then I remind myself, if I'm going to talk foolish, then I will sound foolish. I do know. I do know. I know that I know that I know. In me is the oneness with the universal mind. And in universal mind is all information about every car in the universe. And I do know. I know because I'm God. Because I am the allness of the universe, and it's fun. And I'm expressing myself in this fun, beautiful way because it is fun to be doing that. And this is what I, as God, do. I am myself and I have fun. I am myself and I have fun. For if I indeed am, were, are God and the all of God, and am not having fun being that, then it surely would be a purposeless thing to do. I exist to be my own joy. I exist to be my own thrill, my own excitement, my own happiness. I exist to be myself and have fun in everything I do. That's what I exist for. And my existence goes on and on and on into all eternity. And there is no eternity. There is no past, there is no future, there is no present. There's only the now. And as I live aware of this reality, then I live as the consciousness of God. Now, can I live as the consciousness of God? Can I live knowing finite things and be the consciousness of the allness? Oh, yeah. I just will not know either when I'm knowing the other. If I'm knowing finiteness, I do not know infiniteness. But if I shift from the thinking about finiteness to thinking about allness, then I can know the allness, because I'm not thinking about finiteness while I'm thinking about allness. And I have the ability to shift my thinking from one thought to another, one concept to another, at least 100 million times every second. And you say, wow, that's a lot of shifting. And yes, it is. And as God, I can do that very easily. As a human, I cannot conceive of that because the number is so large. But that doesn't make it any different. At all times, I know these things and I am these things and I experience these things. At all times. It's a great activity to be engaged in. It's a great field to be aware of. It is something utterly fantastic to be involved in. As I let myself go from the limited point of view to the vast point of view, I've only stepped a little ways away from the limited point of view, and I'm still in that aura. But if I move away 100% from the limited point of view and live only in the vast point of view, only in the allness point of view, then there's something different that happens in my human body. My human body no longer feels any needs or any sensation for a physical world. Oh, it exists in the physical world. But it exists as, this is the improper word, but it's the idea, it exists as a nothingness. It exists in the physical world as a nothingness. It is part of all that is in the physical world, and yet it is not part of it. It is part of it insofar as it is there, and it is not part of it insofar as it is subject to any of the ramifications of humanity, whatever humanity stands for. It's fun to play the game, and it's fun to think the thought, and it's fun to say, I can say I'm God because I'm everything and I'm all and I'm nothing. Those are just sort of fun things to do. But when you get down to it, and you realize what that means, when I realize what that means, then my attitude is entirely different about myself, my world, and my experiences. My attitude is entirely different. I am not looking for someone else to give me approval for who I am. I'm not looking for someone else to be part of the game that I'm playing so that I can enjoy it with them and share it with them. Because I, as God, do not share anything with anybody. I am the allness, and that's who I am. It's not a sharedness, it's an allness. Existence that has sharedness in it is thinking that somebody else is not all that I am, and I have to share with them. When I'm in the allness, I am the allness, and all that is, I am, and I am all that is. It seems like a very small point, but it's the totality of thinking. I can say I'm God, because it's fun to say that. Every time I say that I'm God, I get the feeling inside of me that something special is going to happen. Something special is going to pop up, and I'm going to be delighted and surprised and just filled with imagination as this pops up. Every time I say I'm God, it's like reaffirming the truth about my nature, reaffirming my divinity, reaffirming everything that I believe in. Every time I say I am God, I am saying to myself, this is all there is. This is all there is. There is nothing more. And when I say that this is all there is, then that's what I look at. I look at me. I look at this isness, this allness. And I don't see something over there and something over there. I don't see my mother here, my father there, my sisters and brothers there, my friends here. I don't see my co-workers. I don't see any of these things. I'm God, and I live in that allness. And living in that allness, I can enjoy participating in the world where my relatives are, my friends are, my associates are. But if I participate in that world from the point of view that I'm God, then I, as God, created everything, and I created it perfect in the first place. There's nothing to be improved, nothing to be changed, nothing to be added to. I don't need to get in there and make changes or make things different, because everything is exactly as I think it. You might say, do you have an ongoing thinking process? A process in which you see things one way and see things another way and see things another way? Well, as a human being, I can do that quite readily. But as a divine being, that's impossible. I can only see the isness and the allness of anything in its ideal form, in its ideal path. I know nothing of anything else. It's a new point of view. Because God does not have to improve upon anything. God does not have to make anything better, because it's already the best. And it's not really the best because there's no comparison. God does not have to do anything in the physical or spiritual world at any time. You say, well, that's a new thought for me. I thought that the world was always changing, and that things were always evolving, and things were always coming into a newness that they hadn't had before. And this is not true. All that exists, exists right now. all that ever can exist exists right now, and all that ever was existing exists right now. And I am aware of them. I am aware of each as an is, and as I'm aware of each as an is, then I respond to each as an is, and give each as an is my 100% attention, because I have my attention on nothing else. This is my human godly point of view. And in my human godly point of view, when I give my attention to anything, I give it totally. I give it wonderfully, I give it completely. And in giving it, I just am fulfilled with more and more and more. I cannot give anything away that doesn't pour back into my life in greater measure than I ever gave it away. And I give it away perfectly and completely. It's a clean sweep. And then others have the clean sweep. My creation has a clean sweep. And the word others ceases to have any meaning to me, because I am all is me, I am one, one is all with me. There is no other. There is no being outside of me. I am God. I am the created and the creator. I am the all and the is. Whenever I think of any of my creation, I am my creation. Whenever I do not think of my creation, I am not my creation. But as I indicated, I think thoughts thousands upon thousands every second. And after I've thought about it, I may just sit back and do nothing. Or I may make myself appear somewhere where I can be myself and have fun and practice what I've been learning. And am I learning it, or do I already know it? Am I revealing it to me? And why would I, as a human, want to play that game when I know better? When I know that I am the allness, and I speak my word, and I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and I know every answer. It's a fun game. It's a rewarding game. It's a game filled with all sorts of magic, because I think that I have not done this before. But in truth, I have done it many times. Anything, any object, any consciousness is me. I am the allness. As I am the allness, as I live in this consciousness, life becomes a very interesting situation. Life becomes so interesting that I wonder at what is truth, what is reality. It becomes interesting when I talk to my creation, and my creation tells me a sad story, and I feel compassion for them, and I want to change the sad story to make it not sad. And then my creation laughs at me and says, "Are you silly? Why do you want to change anything that you see in the outer here? For it's what you have created it to be, as an illustration, as an experience, as something to have fun with, something to enjoy, something to participate in." And I have to stop and think to myself, "Ah, yes. Every time I put on this human guise, with it I seem to put on a misunderstanding of what I have done and what I'm doing. Every time I put it on, I seem to put on forgetfulness that I'm really divine. I'm really God. I have taken the responsibility, as Herb Byerly, to always think that I am God under all circumstances. To always live in the I am God consciousness at all times. To always be who I am, what I am, and delight in being it. There's no sadness in being divine. There's no sadness in missing anything. Because as I step into my conscious awareness and reveal that I really am God and start acting from my God center, everything I do will be a joy. Everything I do, I will say, wow, this is great. Wow, that's fantastic. And as I say that, that's what happens to me. Things are, wow, that's fantastic. These are the things that we do in our life. These are the things that happen to us in our world. And it happens to us because we are so ready to latch on to something outside of ourselves. We're so ready to be the divine. We're so ready to wish for divine ideas. And everything that we wish for, we already have. Everything that we dream about, we're already experiencing right now. Knowing the allness, that's been our nature from the beginning of anything. There's no beginning and there's no end. The perfect, ideal physical body that I have, it's an illusion, and I have it. And whatever I think it is as my illusion, so it is. That's my choice. That's my decision of how I walk this path and how I live on this path. I can say I'm God, not only because it's a delight and it's a wonderful experience and that it's true, but I can say I am God because that's where I do all of my thinking right now, or most of my thinking. I do most of my thinking from the point of view that I am God. And I say most of it because actually I do all of it from I am God, but I call it human. And so then I call it less than God, and I call it not being God. What a silly thing to do. I am the allness of God, whether it's the finiteness or whether it's the infiniteness. I am the allness of God. And if I get up and I decide that I'm going to go over and check out my allness as God, and I'm going to look at my collection box, and I'm going to look at all the things in my life and things that would remind me who I am, and lo and behold, they haven't changed, but my attitude has changed about it. This is me acting as me. This is Herb acting as Herb. This is God acting as Herb. This is Herb acting as God. The wonderful things that we act as are things that we have put in motion for ourselves, things that we have said to ourselves, this is our reality, and then we live in that awareness until we change our mind and have a different experience. We have the privilege of changing our mind 100 times in a minute or more. Every second we have the right to change our mind and come up with some beautiful new ideas or beautiful new concepts. And we do that. We do that because that's fun to do. It's a joy to do. Living in that realization is an honor that is only given to few. Because most people, when they go to bed at night, they go to sleep. And they live in various areas of consciousness, having various activities in their sleep, various thought processes. But the real divine man never sleeps, never is awake. He always just is whatever he is. And because the divine man, or God man, man as God, have this experience, they sometimes think that something's missing. But nothing is missing. Everything is there. Nothing is ever missing, because we are the one and the all. But the human element wants to jump in there and say, hey, I want to be stroked. I want to be appreciated. I want to be loved. And the divine element is there, and it says, you are unconditional love. No one can love you. You are unconditional love. You have no need for love, and you do nothing. You do not give out love. You do not give out unconditional love to anybody. You are unconditional love. And as unconditional love, you just radiate what you are, and everybody in your world, everyone that you have created, everyone who has a connection with you as unconditional love, is also 100% unconditional love. And being unconditional love, you cannot give anything to them, you cannot take anything away, because they have it all just as you have it all. Just as you as unconditional love, just as me as unconditional love. I have it all, and I live in this unconditional love aspect, and my life is so wonderful, because as an unconditional lover, everything I look at is complete and good and fantastic. As an unconditional lover, everything in my world is fulfilled. Everything in my world is magnificent. I am unconditional love. I am the allness of all. I am the divinity of all. I am all the beauty, all the light, all the love, all the joy, all the peace, and everyone who looks at me sees that, and everyone I look at, I see, because this is my world, this is my totality. Nothing can be added to me. I've already got it. I can give nothing away, because all already has anything I would give to them. So, what does it mean to be unconditionally loving? It means to be in that blissful state where you need nothing, want nothing, are everything, and just delight in being who you are. You say, well, unconditional love should be a matter of giving something to another. Unconditional love is being who I am. Unconditional love is to be who I am. And who I am is no possession. It is no attitude of anything needing to be added to me, needing to be put on my program, for it's already there, totally done. What a glorious experience, what a glorious awareness to come into. Now for a few moments, you think about how it is for you to experience being the allness of God, being unconditional love, unconditional. They do belong together, don't they? How does it feel for you to be unconditional love? Now take a few moments and think about that. Take a few moments and live in that awareness and watch what happens to you. I've had the joy of it happening to me often, because that's where I live. you live there too. So enjoy this now.